And welcome to Season 9, Episode 17 of Swimming with the Fish. Got to say with bravo and gusto, because it's May and it's Cinco de Mayo, and I'm not Mexican, but that's okay. And I didn't even drink today, which, well, other than coffee. I'm Crutch, in case you haven't figured that out yet. I'm here, as always, with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you doing on this wonderful day, which I imagine is celebrated greatly through the great state of Texas?
You forget I'm in the middle of nowhere. Nobody cares.
The Canine Protective Force cares.
That's right. I have loud chickens. And as I was telling Crutch earlier, the chickens shall be evicted.
Chicken Eviction.
I don't know. I kind of like them.
You know what? That's a great band name. Yeah.
Showcat is very enchanted by them.
Enchanted, or is she just hungry?
Either way.
So, the in terms of band names, Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Oh.
Yep.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's a real band.
Is that a real band? Oh, I thought that was an actual place to eat.
No. They have one song that I'm aware of. They were a one-hit wonder.
Okay. We are also now looking them up on the intertubes.
There's also the First Church of Spare Ribs and Chicken Snack Shack. I think that was a Don Imus thing.
And their one big hit. Let's see. Hi.
Yep.
Oh, is that the song where I got high?
No.
No.
That is totally different. This is What Does It Take to Get You High? Why do you get high all the time? Man, I can't remember the lyrics.
Good googly moogly. That's 32 years ago, man.
Yeah.
Why, we were young and spry then.
I know.
But it was grunge, so I know it, kind of, as you can see.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong entry. It was 1997, but even though that's still pretty...
It feels like...
Almost 30 years.
Almost 30. 28. What's a few years between friends? Although today I was talking to one of my former coworkers, and he had been spending time with his mom, whose birthday was on Sunday. And I said, well, how old is she? And she's 53. So now I'm older than my coworker's parents. So just feeling old. Goon, tell me, how do you handle when you get information like that? Because you're a year ahead of me. You should be like blazing trails for me. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing just fine, sir. Just fine. Well, there's some things that are not fine, but we'll get to that.
Yes, sir.
This week, Goonchild said okay boomer to me.
So she likes living on her own with her own finances.
And I said to her, listen, kiddo, I have shoes older than you.
I mean, no offense, but she's not exactly a spring chicken in shoe age. I'm just saying.
No, but I do have I have one pair of shoes that is definitely older than she is, because
from when they are war.
They are genuine Cordovan shoes. Do you know what Cordovan was, the type of leather?
Is it like Corinthian? Should I be talking to Ricardo Montalban?
I'm sorry, Hurricane had to come in and talk to me while we're on the air.
Oh, hello. So,
she says hi. That's why Stitch was barking.
Oh.
Because he wants to alert me that the person who co-owns the house was here.
I have a closed door policy. If the door is closed, that's my policy.
Stitch doesn't seem to care. I caught him licking the frying pan where we cooked the chicken. Sorry to...
That's some darn fine chicken there, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, I can tell you that...
Was it still warm? Ow!
I hope not.
There's no privacy in this house.
Yeah, I don't have that.
You're bunking with chickens, so yeah, I get it.
Cordovan was a horse leather back in the day. It had a unique kind of reddish color. If you know the color cordovan, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And they don't really do that anymore that I'm aware of. Not most companies don't. A, it's really expensive, and B, you know, it's horse leather.
Right.
So I have a pair of shoes that I bought many years ago, probably the most expensive shoes I own. Also the most comfortable. Not because they're horse leather, because they're all handmade by a company called Allen Edmonds. And I got the cordovan ones because I like the color, not knowing what they really were. So she hasn't seen them because I'm not telling her.
Who, the hurricane or your daughter?
No, hurricane knows.
Oh, she does. Okay.
She was unhappy about it, but neither of us knew at the time of purchase.
Oh, okay.
Or I would have gone with the supple cow leather.
Which is always better than the human skin leather.
Yeah, you'd only get those in Germany.
Right.
Badoom chink. We need a badoom chink there.
Oh, only in Germany. Good, you're still making some Nazi jokes. Yeah,
yeah, you is a funny man. We're going to come see you tonight.
Oh. So tonight, speaking of tonight, we are doing our very best to avoid Mother Nature. I take full responsibility. I had my house power washed today, so naturally it's going to rain.
Yes, of course.
I got to tell you, though, my house looks really good. They did an outstanding job.
Sure, well, technology's going well for you.
Well, yeah, I'm having a good run with technology. Not so much for you, Gunn?
That would be a Roger affirmative there.
Vintage just not noticing the problems with the technology.
Well, we've talked a little bit about the lawnmower.
Uh-oh.
Did we get to the part where the front wheels fell off last week?
No.
by Chief's laugh, I would say.
I'm guessing not. Yeah. So I got the problems we discussed last week, which was the not running and starving for fuel. I got that all fixed.
Awesome.
And then Hurricane, who was doing a mighty effort to push the mower around, said it's just too heavy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, because the self-propelled mechanism wasn't.
Was it propelling?
No. So I went to my favorite college, YouTube University.
Lovely place.
And I saw, awesome. And I saw how to change the belt, because as we discussed, the mower is many years old, longer than the goon can remember. Mm-hmm. It was purchased by the old ones, the ones who came before.
So, I mean, seriously, goon, is there anything you own in this decade? That was purchased in this decade, I know.
The
groceries
that I'm on right now.
The what?
The laptop that I'm on right now. Oh, wait, no, that's a Hurricane. Hers is newly purchased.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Surface Pro 7, which is maybe this decade, but I doubt it.
Well, I mean, you know, you do purchase that, food new, right?
Well, that's true, but that's because, you know, the Swamp Fox and I were raised by people who survived the Depression. And by God, I'm sorry. Let me change that for you so that you'll be amused again. By the Jesus, you'll use it until it's used up.
By the Jesus.
Why?
Because that's how it's done. You may not be able to purchase another one. There could be rationing or a world war.
No, but why use that phrase?
It's a New England phrase.
Yes. Why is that a thing?
I don't know why it's a thing. I was hoping Swamp Fox might send something in to tell me.
Yeah,
but I know Vermonters especially seem to use it.
Oh, really?
I'm hoping it doesn't go back to the Hitler Youth at some point. You know, that's
God, I hope not. Yeah, I took the cover off to expose the belt that needs to be replaced, because the thing is really old, right? And you got to replace them every so often. And they said Here, don't remove these two screws because that holds the transmission on. So I did not.
Not important.
Right. So I didn't. But it didn't matter after I got the cover off on the version that I have. Mm-hmm. The front axle and the wheels fell off. Golly, I said.
Golly.
Yep. Then let's see what happened. Well, the cars have been doing what they do. Like, I drove Hurricane's car to work today and it had no power steering fluid. So I had to stop and add power steering fluid to it. And then yesterday, right in the middle of the monthly cleaning cycle for the dishwasher, which has been purchased in this decade, all the lights on it went off and it stopped making dishwashing noises. No swishing of water, no pumping noise, no flashy lights, not a zip.
What do you think, what do you attribute this to?
I'm thinking it's the penalty you pay for having naturally gifted charisma.
Of the balance.
So there's the yin and the yang. You finally, you've been doing the charisma FA and now you're getting the technology FO.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. I'm thinking that's what's going on.
This holds, I mean, there's some literary, you know, precedent here. I remember reading a series of books called The Dresden Files. And the main character in the Dresden Files was a Chicago private detective who was also a wizard. And dude had to use like manual typewriters. He couldn't get anywhere near any kind of electronics because he would just fry it. And your charisma is like, it's like magic.
Oh, and he never investigated demons.
Really?
He had a strict policy. Yes.
I don't remember that. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I know you had read them as well. Yeah.
Yeah, because he was asked by a female once while investigating a murder, and when he cast a spell, he said, "Nope, don't do demons." And she was like, "But my people," and then he just repeated it and walked off.
And wow. Was that the books or the TV show?
Both.
Oh, okay.
In the TV show, he yelled it at the person.
Well, that'll answer it.
That'll do it.
It was a good show. I mean, a little before its time, the special effects were a little off. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the author.
How far off would you say? As far off as, say, Battlestar Galactica?
I think Battlestar Galactica had decent special effects for the time.
For its time.
Are we talking first round or second round?
There is no second round. Point.
If there isn't a second. So say we all.
So say the purists.
It's like, go ahead, ask me any questions. How many Star Wars movies are there?
Three.
How many Indiana Jones movies?
Three.
I'll accept four if you really push it.
Did the first one count?
What, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I think that's the best one, actually.
Because regardless of whether Jones existed or not, the outcome was...
You saw the Big Bang Theory.
That makes it no less accurate.
It's very true. If you take Indiana Jones out of the first Raiders of the Lost Ark, the exact same situation happens. The Nazis get the chest, they open the chest, they all die.
And well, that's true.
Just takes him in the longer.
But he gets to chase the woman who hits him with a mirror in maybe the most hilarious scene in the movies ever.
Yeah, at first I thought that was a flub, and they just kept it because it was funny.
It was hilarious.
Hilarious, absolutely.
Well, that's what you get, you know, when movies made sense.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, if the movie isn't made in the United States, it's going to have 100% tariff.
And isn't Hollywood melting down to the...
And I don't even know if he can do it, right? But the fact is, he puts the stuff out there. I was talking to Chief earlier. I said, he just puts things out there and we all laugh because we think they're funny because we haven't had our senses of humor surgically removed. And And then the left just loses their nut. Oh, oh, he's running again in 2028. Oh, he wants to be Pope. Oh, he's going to fine all the movie makers outside the United States 100% tariffs. I'm like, you are dumb. Just no other way to look at you. Just dumb.
I think he just wants to see how much trolling he can actually get done. And they're going to, and you know, obviously they're going to keep passing impeachment resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
Which he uses as fundraisers. I know I must get 12 of them a day.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy was with the really bad toupee. I think he's an immigrant from India.
Crazy Bob, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
It was from India? Okay, Crazy Rajneesh.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually closer. The
yeah. So that whole deal, boy, people were jumping on that till they realized, oh yeah, this is the same guy who abandoned an animal testing facility and left like 88 beagles to die. And they're like, huh, maybe we shouldn't hitch our wagon to this dude with the dead wombat on his head.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watch Piers Morgan, but his name is Sri Tanadar. And Carrie,
it's the new one there.
And Carrie Lake said, my apologies, but I have no idea who you are. Are you a congressman or something?
It was Sri.
S-H-R-I.
Oh, Tanadar, there he is. Okay, I found.
Even Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks said, stop talking. You're making us all look bad. So
he is definitely yeah. I have to protect democracy, so I'm going to impeach the president. Yeah, good luck from the position of the minority, and good luck because you're a beagle killer. Beagle killer.
What did he state? He said because he's not doing well in the polls. And the panel chimed in and said, that's not an impeachable offense. He said, but he's mean. That is not a impeachable offense. So at that point, Cenk had chimed out. And the Young Turks are very radically left.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you mean he's not doing well in the polls?
That is because the polls in whole no longer make sense when you have Rasmussen, who has been the most accurate, will say that he is like plus one, and then you'll have all the usual suspects say minus 10.
Right.
And then
you look at the weighting and you realize, well, if, you know, 63% of the people you're asking are Democrats and 12% are Republicans and the rest are independents, it's going to look bad.
Well, that's what
Or maybe they asked, you know, Rajneesh Sri Ramalama Ding Dong or whatever his name is. Yes, we're going to get letters. Sorry.
No, the comments made by the goon do not reflect those of Swimming with the Fish.
Thank you.
We may have been thinking it, but we didn't say it.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to counter the charisma curse a little bit. I'd like my dishwasher.
Lower your charisma so that you can start your car?
Yeah. And the car in the dishwasher I really need, so come on, universe. Oh, by the way, when Hurricane touched the dishwasher this morning, yet to run all day just fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and there was an eerie green light coming out of the drain, too. I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, so
can we have an X-Files theme there?
There was a game. It was a Japanese game that did not translate over well. I think it was Fighter's History Dynamite. And when you would win a round, it would say, a winner is you. So, Goon, that is your prop.
That's like all your bases are belong to us.
Yes.
Oh, a winner is you.
So let's see what else happened to me this weekend that we can attribute to this. Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend woke me up not on purpose, on Saturday morning, asking me to come over to his house. He's about, 15 minutes away, to help him with something. And Hurricane was asleep, and I was sort of gently waking up anyway, so I got dressed and went and helped him, and it was a small task, and we got it fixed. And I'm now driving home so I can have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
As I approach the main road going through my town,
right?
There's a garden center and a brewery distillery across the street from one another.
Right.
I see two big cars blocking the road.
Huh.
Golly, I thought, that's unusual. Golly. And as I stop and pull up, now you all remember that, like, well, not like Swamp Fox, because he was way more dedicated than me, but I used to be a fireman.
Okay.
And I roll down my window, and there are two, I don't know, 25 to 35-year-old males, pickup truck and a big old SUV, and the one guy is Mr. Chatty Chatty. And this happens when people are excited and they're on accident scenes. At least that was my experience. Pretty sure the Swamp Fox will back me up on this. And he's like, well, I don't know what happened. I saw the car and I hadn't seen, there were no damage to either of these two cars.
Right.
And that's when I saw the car that was damaged.
Ooh, car number three.
It was off to the side of the road and it had spun at least 180 degrees. And whatever happened had just happened because all the airbags had deployed and there was still smoke in the air from the airbags.
Wow. That's not good when they all go.
And Mr. Chatty Chat is still talking to me, and I turned on the charisma and looked at him and I smiled and I said, hey, I'm not the police. I'm not going to be the police. We could talk about this in a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about something important, though. Are you hurt? No. He looked kind of like, gee, I hadn't really thought about that. And I look at the other driver. Are you hurt? No. Your cars are okay? They're drivable? Oh, yes, sir. Now I'm a sir, right?
Right.
And you go, how about the guy over there? I'm thinking, poor unfortunate soul. Oh, he doesn't look good, man. He's got red all over his face. And I go, you know what? Let's do. Has anybody called 911? No. All right. Why don't I pull over there and call 911 and tell them what's going on? Mm-hmm. You guys take care of the traffic. Make sure nobody hits each people. And this right. guy probably has a concussion. Make sure he doesn't get out and start wandering around the scene.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Because that happens, right? You get kind of confused and you think that's a good idea. And I go, because the fire department's really only about 3-4 miles away, and they have a very good response time.
Right.
One of the best in the county. Best ever. Super. And so I call, and I talk to the dispatcher, who compliments me on you know, because I'm saying things like, look, it's a multiple car with injuries, airbag deploy. She goes, you got a street location? And I look over and there's a big number sign on the landscaping center. Thank you very much, Johnson's Landscape Center.
Da, da, da.
And I give her the address and she goes, are you going to stay? Did you see the accident? No, I didn't see it. She goes, well, the cops aren't going to want to talk to you then, but maybe it'd be a good idea to, you know, make sure the guy's not wandering around the scene.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that somewhere.
I go, I could do that. She goes, you know, the fire company, they won't take long to be there. And then you can, you know, tell them and you can go. Mm-hmm. And I went, all right, I'll go do that. So I did that. And sure enough, first of all, the two guys,
mm-hmm.
Chatty Chat and the other guy, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. Yeah,
that's
gone.
Not good.
And, the other guy is wandering around picking up parts of his car and threatening to wander into the road.
Oh, lovely.
Are any of the fine citizens of the Democratic People's Republic of Montgomery County slowing down to A, let me across the road to get to him?
I would say no.
No, but the appearance of my bulky form in front of their vehicles gave them pause enough to stop.
Only because she might dent the car. I don't know.
Yeah, it pretty much that was it. And I went over and talked to the man, and then he said the three words I really didn't want to hear.
No.
No hablo inglés. And instantly I know how Chatty Chat feels because all of my high school Spanish left me. What I want to tell him is help is on the way.
Right.
And all I can remember is help is ayuda.
Yep.
I don't know how to say on the way. But you know what? Google Translate does.
Oh, there you go.
So I got that and I showed it to him. And he's like kind of just looking at me. He goes, English not good. And I go, okay. It's okay.
That's just value judgment on his part.
Just sit down in your car. And he looks at me and I'm like, siéntate aquí, por favor. My Spanish came back. Yeah. But I kind of said it in a mean way. What I should have said was, sentado aquí, por favor. Please sit here.
What'd you say? Sit your butt down?
Kinda. Yeah. Yeah. It's the more the command form. Well, like,
you know, he's got a concussion. Maybe he needs a command.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it must have confused him because I didn't say it in an authoritative way.
Right.
Because I had forgotten what Senora Lee, you know, taught me all those years ago. And she used to say to me all the time, "Cállate la boca."
You mean, oh, really?
Shut
your mouth?
Yeah, shut up. Yep.
Yeah. Cállate is shut up, but Sierra is called.
Yeah, no, she said shut up, and she meant shut up. I don't know why she would say it to me.
Mangia la porta.
Eat the door.
I know just enough Italian to be dangerous.
So they came, and I did think that I had a funny line that I tried to work into the commercials today, and I just couldn't do it. When the dispatcher said to me, "Don't, you know, if you're going to give treatment, don't splint anything. Let them do all that when they get there," and I'm like, "Ma'am, I was a first aider so long ago. They still had leeches on the ambulance. I'm not treating anybody."
You know, leeches have made a comeback.
Well, the guy looked pretty bad. I mean, he took a bad hit.
Well, here's the question, though. Did he take a hit or did he just hit something? You know, was this a one-car accident or was this a multi-car accident?
Two people
left the scene of a crime.
This was, I believe, a one-car accident. Because they were, if what I think happened.
Mm-hmm.
Then those two guys really weren't involved because they were going in the wrong direction. I think somebody was coming. It's a two-lane road. They were coming the other way, and I think this guy, you know, maybe he was looking down or just in the radio or his attention had wandered,
right.
And he looked up, and either he was in the other lane or they were in his lane, and he jerked to the right. The car went off the shoulder, and the mud's about a foot deep this time of year right where he was.
So slip and flip.
He's lucky it didn't roll. I mean, he's really lucky. It bent the wheel in the front in half.
Ew.
That means he was going pretty fast.
He was going fast. There's no doubt. From the way the trench marks go, I know what direction he was traveling. And you know, I wasn't worried about leaving because if the officers really wanted to talk to me, the dispatcher had all my information anyway. And that's what I told her. I go, look, if they decide differently and they want to, you know, you have a police officer who's bucking for a promotion and wants to do a thorough investigation. Mm-hmm. Come on over. We'll have a cup of coffee. I'll tell you what I know.
Make sure he stays on the porch.
No, actually, I'd let him in for this one. That's fine.
Nope, because then he's going to find your box of charisma.
He's already going to be dazzled by the charisma, and then other things are going to break in the house.
Right. And then all of a sudden his gun disassembles.
The back wheels will fall off the mower next. That'll make it really hard to push around because it's not going to hover.
No, that would be cool.
Why don't we make a hover mower?
because it has to start in some position. And the part of the grass where you started will be bald.
It'll just look like a little tiny alien saucer landed.
You'll have crop circles in your yard. Lover, mother. Okay. Yeah, let's not do that.
Oh, can we please? Come on.
Oh, my God. So, what is it? Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I I don't do a lot of gambling. I mean, I don't count consistently losing at Powerball gambling. There was a contest that the Goon and I took part in.
There was,
and it had to deal with the Kentucky Derby. And our good friends at Ford, and by good friends I mean hated enemies, decided to set up a website to allow you to put in what you thought would be the first 10 horses to cross the finish line of the Kentucky Derby. And if you won, you got three vehicles. You got an F-150, a Bronco, and a Mustang.
Yep.
In red, white,
and not just any, a platinum F-150.
Yeah.
The off-road version of the Bronco, whatever that's called. And a Mustang Dark Horse.
Yeah. And then, because I'm kind of a math guy, I sat down and thought, what exactly would my odds be? And, you know, we don't do math in our heads anymore. We go and we ask things like Grok. And
which is evil.
Which is evil. Oh, it's another AI thing, right? Okay, so the long and the short of it is the odds of winning those vehicles, picking the right 10 horses out of the 19 that we're running and picking them in the right order, is 335,221,286,400 to 1. Now, to put that in perspective.
So you didn't win.
So we didn't win. Yeah.
Neither did I. Yeah.
To put that into perspective, the odds of winning Powerball is actually 292,201,338. So if you take 335,221,286,400 and divide it by 292,201,338, you get around 1,147, which means you have a better shot of winning Powerball 1,100 times than you do winning this contest. So, you know, the good folks at Ford, you know, we're having a contest. Seriously, the snowball in hell thing. Yeah, the snowball easily has a better chance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was still fun to enter.
But it was fun to enter. It truly was. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about snowballs in that area.
Yeah.
When it was mentioned and the descriptions, fire, brimstone, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you notice how it sings?
What do you mean?
So initially it was, you know, place of weeping, gnashing of teeth.
Now it's place where you watch the view? What?
No. Now it is just because it is a place where God has turned his back on. So
I thought that was Maryland.
No, unfortunately, so you
show categories with you.
You sent a tweet from a Mr. Andy No, and I was like, I can't believe it. So I researched it, and then I found, you know, his source, and then the full, you know, the full article and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I shared it with people here and said, this is why I left Maryland. No, I said, this is another reason why I left Maryland.
Right, reason 417.
And they were like, this can't be real.
Oh, no, my friends. Yeah, they've got a whole new acronym, you know, because PEDO didn't work for them. So, yeah.
Yes, but, you know, so to be on a lighter note, one of the things that I learned, and I will be doing, just so we're clear on this.
Okay.
Have you gentlemen heard of V2K?
V2 today?
No, V2K.
Yeah, I heard it right the first time, so.
I'm deaf. I'm old. It's okay. Thanks. Thanks for picking on the hard of hearing.
I did not mock the disabled, okay? I just said it slower and more succinct.
So Victor 2 Kilo.
Correct.
No, I haven't heard of it. Is that like Y2K?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It is known as voice-to-skull technology.
Wait a second.
Psychotron.
Can I ask a question? A question from the audience? Why isn't it V2S?
Because it's... Look, man, I didn't make the acronym.
Okay.
I just know this is what it is known as.
My name is Crutch. I don't have an R as my moniker, but okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Chief continues.
So, this apparently has been worked on since the 1960s.
Okay.
And just now we have the technology to make it way more accurate, because before this was seen as a form of torture. It is basically your outer ear is what lets you hear. It's your inner ear that gets you to that voice in your head kind of thing. So what would it take to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And you basically send a microwave burst.
Oh.
This is the Havana syndrome. This is the expecting.
Okay, we're trying to do.
Got it.
But all it made some people sick, but other people couldn't get the noises out of their head.
Lovely.
So now they have made it so that you can do it. And actually, the one of the agencies that don't exist in Virginia. It's something called the Voice of Allah, where they were doing that in the Middle East, and the people gave up because they heard it in their head and they were all hearing the same thing and they just wanted it to stop.
Wow.
So it was one of those nights and the chickens were not making noises. So I looked on the the bad areas of the internet, not the surface internet.
We always count on you to go where few fear to tread.
And someone had written things in Python and said, "Here's the code, and here's how you build it." That was a DIY. And I'd look, and the components apparently you couldn't buy in reputable spots, and I don't want the Chinese stuff because...
Yeah.
The tariff's going to be too high anyhow.
Well, with my luck, it would... I'd hit and it would go backwards, not forwards. And then I'd be hearing...
Start attacking you like the Chinese robot? Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. So I made I did find another version. I'm going to attach it to my arm. It will make my skin vibrate. And whatever I touch will now start picking up that. So me and my son.
So you're going to lay hands on people?
In about 2.5 weeks, I'm going to see if I can transmit stuff from my finger into his head.
Well, parents have always been able to do that. It's called a smack, but, you know.
Okay. We always called it a dope slap.
Right.
So if this, we're going to figure out, it is the same principles of a cochlear implant.
Okay, you know, sure.
Basically, I need a medium in order to vibrate bones to get that inner ear. So I'm going to see how strong it has to be where if I can touch you on the arm, you start hearing it in the head. And then I'm going to church and I'm going to have.
How did I know this is where this was headed? Oh,
I am speaking. I want to have a meeting with the pastor because I was like, people need to understand that the whole reason why I started this was because one of the things that I learned is that your phone can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
the microwave.
Yes, people can, you can transmit through your phone. And if, regardless of whether you have it on speaker or not, if you're holding it in your hands, there's enough current and you can modulate that current so that it starts talking to you in your head and you never know.
Well, okay. So I think I'm probably a little proof against it because any voice in my head is literally going to be one in a chorus.
Well, that becomes part two, which would be the how do you fight this?
Mm.
And I have another friend, and that was
rough.
No, even that won't work because it's
it'll vibrate. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's the big thing. And so
Queen of Hearts, then there, off with his head.
Well, okay.
Well, okay, that'll work. It's so kind of a destructive test.
For
there will be no more vibrating.
For those with the affliction of crutch, and it's just one more voice in there.
Right. It's like, take a number, bud.
He tells me that the voices like me, so.
What happens when it doesn't stop?
That it just feels like marriage.
And we wonder why Crutch loves his wife and is happily married.
I do love my wife. I am happily married. She never listens more to the show.
Yeah, but this is a big thing. This is because I want to test the limits. Did you guys see the latest season of Black Mirror?
No.
I saw that it was on. I have not re-energized my Netflix yet.
Well, thankfully there were no pig episodes, but there were other disturbing ones, and Playground is the one that got me interested in this initially, because in that particular episode, if you go to their website, it's their Thronglings. It was an old 1990s
playground or plaything.
Is it the Thronglings? Just if it has Thronglings on, that's on a 486 PC that has a really old monitor.
All right, so where eccentric loner named Cameron harbors an association mysterious 1990s video game.
Yep, that's it.
That's the episode? Season 7, episode 4?
Yes.
Plaything. Got it. Found it.
Okay.
Yeah, so the basic, he takes LSD and he can talk to the machines. And the machines tell him what to do. And they're like, oh, I know where this is going. Well, I thought I knew where this was going. I was wrong. So that was a pleasant surprise. But he basically writes a QR code that overrides the supercomputer of the prison, and
nice.
We'll just say fun ensued. So
excellent.
So I figured
No, go ahead.
The medium in which they did stuff, I was like, that's amazing. If it were true. And then I went to the AI conference and I was like, let me do some actual research.
Time to readjust my my thoughts on reality.
Yeah, I haven't had nearly that much fun. Although, I think, I believe it might have been the chief that told me over a year ago about getting HD TV channels over the air.
Yep.
And
digital antenna.
Right. And at the time I purchased an antenna, but I'd never used it. Well, to watch the Derby this year, rather than pay money to Peacock for a month, I said to Hurricane, let's try this and see if it works. Besides, if we ever lose the internet and we want to get local news and this does work, it's a way for us to do it.
There you go.
Well, the local NBC station in Baltimore comes in clearer than if I were to get it over cable.
50,000 watt blowtorch.
I guess so. I mean, it was fantastic. So thank you for that. Something that was not your fault also happened while we were watching. The dogs liked to, this was up in our bedroom because that's the only place I can get the antenna to a window from where the TV is.
And this thing called cables.
Well, they have a cable. They have a cable, but one end doesn't detach. I could have extended it. You're right. But I didn't. And we made this work and it's comfy. And the dogs were up with us watching the big dogs run. At least that's what Stitch thinks. Look at them big dogs. They sure are fast. And Wendy was kind of crying the whole time, which she does occasionally. And should dogs appear on the TV, we'll have to bark at them.
Of course.
Then she moved. And I saw something that I thought was one of her toys. And it was, just not what I thought.
Was it one of the ones you bought her?
No. No. It was a deceased baby bunny.
Oh.
She had gotten it outside, brought it in, dropped it on the bed. There you go.
Well now, what and nice I made, gift?
I made this sound. Screamed like a little girl.
What, was the hurricane with you when you did this?
Oh my goodness, yes. Yes. Hilarity ensued, but not for me.
So
Wendy and Stitch thought it was funny. Stitch looked at her like, I told you he'd do that.
So Naomi, the cat here, when they basically, it's like, I have given you today's sacrifice. And I said, there's something in the house and it's no longer alive. And you know, that awful creature has brought it in. And because I didn't know that when the in-laws went out, they crack the door open so the cat can go in and out freely. Because I kept throwing the cat out and then it would keep appearing. And I said, or there's a hole in the house cat size.
What magic is this that the cat has?
or the cat's magical.
Right.
Yes. So, you know, it wasn't coming saying, Dormammu, I have come to bargain. It just kept coming back.
Little green thing rolling on the arm, yeah.
But yeah, it didn't matter how many times I got rid of it, it came back. And
wow.
And it was bringing stuff. It brought a dead snake, put it in front of the door, looked up, and then just walked off. And I was like, yep. And I just left the snake. And the snake made it so that none of the women used that door. That was the point. I don't understand how a person can tear up another person, suture them back together, not have any problems, but a field mouse or a snake is in their line of sight, and they lose all composure.
Wow.
It's one of the great mysteries of life.
It truly is.
Yep.
One of the other great mysteries of life will be starting on this Wednesday. Y'all make sure you pay attention. They installed a brand new chimney over there at the Sistine Chapel. We're going to see white smoke or dark smoke starting on Wednesday.
If they get an Irish Pope, will it be green smoke?
Well, you know, if they get a Jamaican Pope, it'll be really, really aromatic smoke. just thinking, you know, outside the box.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
let's hope they do something soon, because
Unfortunately, I won't be there. I couldn't get a ticket to get in, and I'm not a cardinal. And you know, there's
doesn't matter.
You don't have to. You don't have to be there to win.
You know,
winner need not be present.
Winner need not be present. That's right. It's like the raffle down at the VFW.
Exactly.
We don't have to be here to win, you know. Anyway, so we'll have to see how that all goes. I mean, you know, Trump's up for the job. I'm up for the job. Some legitimate contenders. We'll see how it all plays out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for humoring us and allowing us to humor you, or whatever that is.
Potentially.
We hope you laughed. I mean, that's kind of the reason we're here. That and therapy. And with the word all in my head, I need that.
I can add one more now.
What's that? Yes. Thank you, because you, there's Chief and his plus one, you know. Yeah. He's ready for any fancy soiree. Before we get to those, though, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by It's the Hounds versus the Bunnies in an epic death battle. Stitch the Slayer in the opening heat with the pugnacious Wendy, Diva of Doom, against a host of backyard pests. The fur is really gonna fly on Friday night when the ears meet the teeth. Be there only on Happy Pole Stations. On Saturday, explore the clash of technology and mysticism with our new documentary, Revenge of the Charisma Knights. Learn about the consequences of naturally gifted charisma warriors on common items such as lawnmowers, dishwashers, and automobiles. Discover the price to be paid for being likable, with special appearances by noted technologist Elon Musk and Sir David Attenborough on NPR, We Need Your Money, your education station. Send money, please. And Sunday, Cardinals, one and all, bring up your galoshes and get to the Sistine Chapel for four rounds per day and full contact balloting at Popapalooza. Fan favorites Crutch! Exclamation point and the Donald will be on the ticket, along with up-and-coming contenders from West Africa, the Philippines, and Hungary. We even have a couple of Goombas from Italy and way too many guys named Peter. Betting is allowed in all states except Utah because Mormons being Mormons, and California because they're godless. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.